spotty random storms around. Some towns will get lucky. Many, many towns will get skipped, though. Watch out for dangerous lightning. In fact, lightning injuries and deaths peak on the 4th of July. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the odds of encountering a thunderstorm get a little bit better. Scattered storms around and highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Senator Doug Jones met with rural hospital workers in Dadeville Tuesday. Jones heard from the staff at Lake Martin Community Hospital about the challenges they're facing. He says more funding is needed to keep these hospitals open. 8 months later, and still no answers for the family of a man shot and killed last Thanksgiving. Jermaine Sanders was shot in the 1800 block of Church Street in Selma while walking home from Thanksgiving dinner. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. And celebrate the 4th of July tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6, followed by the fireworks show at 9 p.m. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Protests at border detention facilities. There's a new government report detailing disturbing allegations inside. One official warns of a ticking time bomb.
Huge victory for justice.
Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher is not guilty of murder in the death of an ISIS fighter.
Nike is canceling a sneaker that featured the Betsy Ross flag after receiving a complaint from Colin Kaepernick.
A massive explosion rocking an entire neighborhood in North Carolina. The stunning image from above, a hole where a home used to be.
Tanks have arrived for President Trump's July 4th military salute.
President Trump beefing up the traditional festivities with a display of military might.
2020 census. The Department of Justice confirming the survey will be printed without that controversial question about U.S. citizenship.
Setting it in there! Hello!
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstown 93.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed that radio flag. I love that piece. Love that piece. I think we've done that every single year. 272-9228. First time calling us, need to let Joey, the producer, know we're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Then any caller can get in on the sweet Great Farm Market gift basket. I think Papa B's won his just a couple weeks ago, didn't he?
Yes, I believe so. But speaking of Fresh Market, we need to do the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card winner.
Yes.
Yes, a first-time caller.
The winner is...
Lee!
Lee, now this is Lee that just moved here, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, Lee, if you call me at 272-9228, I'm going to hook you up with your Fresh Market $50 gift card. I'll be leaving the station and going there immediately. And if you want to meet me there, I can hand it to you today. So you can take advantage of it for the 4th of July. Get that New York Strip Prime steak, which will be on sale until tomorrow. It's really, really good. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I'm getting sprayed by some kind of weed tractor here down the road.
Well, remember the Roundup commercial that if you've been exposed to Roundup, you can sue them.
Yeah, join the class action suit or something.
There you go.
I don't know, man. He's got it coming out of both sides. It looks like it might be a county tractor, you know, going down to kill some weeds or grass in the median, but then he's got one spout coming out into the other lane, so anybody that tries to get by him, they're getting sprayed too. So.
Oh, no.
Anyway, oh, yeah, well, you know.
So it goes.
And then, you know, I have just about had it with John Roberts and his no-account self. I mean,
he's talking about Chief Justice John Roberts.
Chief Justice John Roberts, excuse me for the, you know, not acknowledging his position. I didn't mean to. Chief Justice John Roberts. And this man went through all kinds of legal gymnastics to get Obamacare approved. Okay? He then turned around and became a virtual linguistic contortionist to make sure that gay marriage was approved. But then you ask a straightforward question like, are you a citizen on the census? And he clucks like a hen and wags his finger and says, it's not the question, it's your tone we don't like. And so he sends it on back down.
Wait. Do your John Roberts impersonation for me again.
It's not the question, it's your tone that we don't like.
Perfect.
So maybe y'all can use that.
We are going to use that.
Well, the thing is, he's just all over the map. He's just all over the map, Dan, Joey. When am I going to see what's really real here? But here's the thing. I really kind of expected it because he's a Bush appointee and he's from the religious left in this country. That's where his mind resides. They can do all kinds of things that they want to do, but when you ask a straightforward question that really makes sense, well, they don't want to have anything to do with that. Now, where am I wrong, Dan?
You're not wrong at all. And let me tell you something. I'm kind of in agreement with a group of people in the judicial echelon group that say that John Roberts is going to be the new Kennedy. He's going to be the new swing vote on the Supreme Court.
Yep, I believe that. I think he'll more or less remain true to some conservative principles when it suits his, worldview. But he doesn't have any problem with twisting the law. Matter of fact, gay marriage, homosexual marriage thing. One judge down in Texas read his opinion, and he said, based on that opinion, I could get married to a piece of bacon.
Bacon.
That logic doesn't fly, but whatever, I think that's one other reason that the liberal left is just having a collective cow, because if Trump goes back in, Ginsburg, Lord have mercy on her soul, I don't think she's going to make it another 4 years. And they know it. And maybe we'll get one more judge out of a Trump presidency. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think the statistical odds would be definitely against, or would be that something probably would happen. And she's not... I mean, everybody's talking about, she's doing yoga every day. That's kind of stuff. I think, I'm not sure the yoga she is doing is exactly what we're thinking of here. But, I don't know. I'll tell you what, one of the biggest impacts, I hear this from particularly attorney types that are up in D.C., the biggest impact that Donald Trump has had has been on the economy and on our judicial system. Those are the two areas that have got the Trump brand all over it.
Well, to his credit, Chief Justice Roberts has made some good decisions sometimes, but boy, other times he's really like, what did he come up with this? I wanted to really ask you about this. I know I'm belaboring my time here, but can you remind me, because I caught the last of this, what is the timeline for this OIG report and, all these other DOJ investigations? What's happening?
I opened the show with that, where Ratcliffe was saying that he spoke with Hurwicz, and he didn't talk about content, but he talked about timing. And about 20% of the report is classified on the FISA warrant stuff. And so it has to go through the intelligence committees and the security clearance. They're talking about that could be sometimes after the August break. So you're talking about somewhere in the first of, the August break starts right in the first week of August, and then they come back after Labor Day.
Two or three more months.
No. They can release it. They don't have to have Congress here to release it, but it would be interesting if they did have Congress here.
Well, and then,
they may not want Congress here.
My gosh, man. This is just dragging out like a blade of a knife 3 years.
Well, I tell you, here, I kind of said the same. I said the same thing, Bubba B. And let me tell you what somebody said to me: is timing is everything. If you, you know, they always talk about the October surprise, and the reason it's the October surprise is because it's so near the election, and your ability to recover is a lot less. Now, I'm not saying this is happening, but it may be better if it's later, as far as beneficial for 2020. I don't want the 2020 election to be based on that, but having it done now may give too much recovery time, and I would rather it be done right than to be done quickly.
Well, let me give you an DOJ devil's advocate thought here.
Please.
They will say, "Oh, you can't do it now. No, it'll influence the election." God bless us all. We got to put this back in the casket. We can't drag this corpse out until after the election because we don't want to unduly affect the election.
Well, the problem though is this isn't about election. This is about government. This is not about the election.
Okay.
And so Let's have a conversation here. I think you have a legitimate argument to say there was wrongdoing during the in government during the 2016 election, and this is what we have found out. Period. Now, March, you know, I think March would be in a way better than today. I just like to get. I'm anxious. It's like Christmas for me. I'm ready to go see. Did Santa Claus come last night?
Me and you both. But then I got to hand it to you. You're a lot more optimistic than me. I'm a bear. I always have been. You know, and that's just my personality. I hope that you're right.
When you say bear, you're always thinking the stock market is going to go down?
Bearish. Well, maybe looking for the opportunity for it, you know, but a bearish kind of person that, you know, is not very optimistic about good things or right things happening, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. In the financial market, I love people like you. You make my day.
Because you get to make the money while I sit on the sideline.
I know, exactly. You sit on the sideline and go, I'm scared. I always tell, there was this one client, and I said, when I get a call from you, I know we're at the bottom of the market. And I would tell them that all the time. And I would be right. I got to go, Papa B. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Sir.
I want you to have a great 4th, okay? Newstalk 93.1, Doug coming back to you. Right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That music is very appropriate for a drawing of the Twin Creek Farm Market gift card for the military member.
Yes, and we're going to draw one name right now. Another name here in about 10 minutes or so. We might as well just go ahead and
Let's do this thing.
Clint!
Clint is the winner?
Clint is the winner. Give us a call, Clint.
Clint, with great pride, I'm going to get this card over to you. So call me at 272-9228. Clint, longtime caller, Clint. M1... Abrams tank driver. Actually, I think he was a tank platoon leader. And he loves tanks.
Oh, yes.
Hear him talking about tanks. So, Clint, give me a call, 272-9228. If you know Clint, you know Clint's cell phone number, call him. Okay, let's go to the phones and go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard.
Dan, I had this conversation on a different show, but the same dial, 93.1. And it's not a law. I'm talking about Mr. Coleman. It's not a law and it's not a procedure. I call it a gentleman's agreement. And what I mean by that is we haven't had a female president. And I want to make sure I understand this right, that if I'm praying that Clarence Thomas is going to resign, but if he resigns in the first half of Trump's second term, can Trump appoint somebody else? Because isn't it the second half of the term that they're supposed to let it roll over to the next president, or am I confused?
You're a little confused. It is the last year of the last year of a term. Is
great.
That when it's not supposed to be? Why do you want Clarence Thomas to resign?
Well, I mean, I know he is extremely, 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 extremely conservative, but eventually he's going to retire.
I
guess he could time it to where it could be a Republican, but in the military we always have to paint the worst case scenario, and after Trump it's possible that we could go 8 years with a D. And I don't know how old Joey Sign could tell us how old Clarence Thomas would be in the second term of a D. In other words, it would be 2024 plus 6 years, 2030. I just don't want him to put himself in a situation to where he is resigning and he knows that his replacement is going to be a left-leaning Supreme Court justice.
There are a lot of other people I would rather have resigned than Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas is a stalwart.
Yes, sir, he is. He is.
If memory serves me correctly, I think, because I'm 65, I think Clarence is like 67.
Oh, I thought he was like 72. I was hoping Joey Son was Googling that for us over
in
the background.
He is. Okay. He's getting information from a caller as we speak.
Well, tell me real quick. I don't want to take the whole segment. Which one does Dan want to maybe resign in the next, say, 3.5 years.
Oh, I want Ruth Bader Ginsburg to resign in a skinny minute. I'll take Ginsburg number one. I'll take Kagan number two. I'll take Sotomayor number three.
All right, I was thinking Ginsburg was probably going to resign.
Right now, Clarence Thomas is 71 years old.
71, okay.
71, yeah. I hope Ginsburg resigns the first year of Trump's second term, and then maybe Clarence would resign the second year. I'm being optimistic. But anyway, I am enjoying the show, and I don't know if I told you this real quick. It's a shameless plug, but HG&K Enterprises is back live and well because of the MAGA economy. You know where I work full-time, but the G of HG&K works full-time for us, and we are not beneath doing all of the piddling stuff you need done at your house. It still needs to be done at a friendship rate.
Are you doing to me on a personal basis?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm talking about me and my tall, slender partner came to your house like 5 years ago, and we just never got around to doing the work. We gave you a price. And we agreed on it, and we never showed up and did the work. And I feel guilty about it. That was 5 years.
You should feel guilty about it.
I think you got your door fixed, but you wanted a fancy cap on your chimney. You needed a lot of work done. You needed some plaster work done, some drywall work done, interior carpentry work. You needed a magician to work on your front door. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, my front door is fine now. I still have the cap on the fireplace. And I still have some spackling that needs to be done on a ceiling that had a leak in it, and I have some other things that need to be done.
So no job is too small. My daddy taught me that.
As long as it's not too expensive, I'm good with that. You just tell me when you want to come over, and let's do this.
I'll just call in one day and stay off air and give Joey my partner's phone number because he does this full time.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. News 93.1. Clint, the winner?
Yeah.
Hey, Clint.
Good day, sir.
Clint, congratulations, my man.
Yeah, that is cool. I appreciate that. The good Lord gave me a chance to eat one more meal.
There you go. Well, you're going to have a... I'm going to send your information down right now to the Ingrams.
Now, this is for the veteran,
this
right?
is for the yes, veterans,
the
right.
$50 gift card.
May I say this, sir?
Yeah.
The Red Top said if he wanted to give one away, correct?
Correct.
Right. If he's listening, I'll leave one there for him. He can pick it up, and if he has family veteran yet.
Well, now, don't make this any more complicated. We're trying to do something nice here, and don't make it complicated. Don't make this like work. So, I'm going to send them your information.
All right.
And so, if you want to get that gift card and you want to give it to somebody, I'm cool with that. That's what you said you wanted to do.
Yes, sir. All right. It's not complicated no more.
There you go.
Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Have a great 4th of July weekend.
You too. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Wall Street ending a short trading day in record fashion.
The Dow had to close only 4171 higher to be into record territory. They did that, boy howdy, 176 points up for the Dow. Meanwhile, the S&P 500, this is a trifecta, 3 days in a row of a new record high. The NASDAQ finishing at 81.7.
At the New York Stock Exchange. Washington, D.C. officials say they expect the federal government to foot the bill for any damage to roads from tanks and other heavy vehicles brought in for President Trump's 4th of July celebration.
In addition to tanks and military vehicles on the ground, the event will feature flyovers from each branch of the military, including a B-2 stealth bomber, F-22 Raptor, F-35 stealth fighter, as well as Air Force One, Marine One, and an aerial show by the Navy's Blue Angels.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we approach this 4th of July holiday weekend, looks like we'll be dealing with some dangerous heat. For today and the 4th of July, we'll lump it together. Very hot both days, high 96, 97, somewhere in there. Heat index near the 105 danger range, maybe even higher. There'll be some spotty random storms around. Some towns will get lucky. Many, many towns will get skipped, though. Watch out for dangerous lightning. In fact, lightning injuries and deaths peak on the 4th of July. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the odds of encountering a thunderstorm get a little bit better. Scattered storms around and highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Okay, breaking news here. Fresh Market is sold out of ribs.
Oh, no.
Guess who's got his sitting on the side?
You.
Danny boy. I tried to warn you guys. We need to get Tammy Amy, or do we need to do this drawing?
Yeah, we need to have more breaking news, and we have another name to draw for the Sweet Creek Veterans Military Families gift card the listener donated. So without further ado, the winner is Cliff. Cliff, give us a call.
Okay, Cliff, call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your $50 gift card, veterans gift card for Sweet Creek Farm Market. Excited about that. Let's do this. Let's go to Tammy Amy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Morris, Mr. Clark. How are you finding?
We're excellent, you silky voice guy.
Right back at you, sir. Right back at you. It is a great day to be a great day and time to be a proud American, isn't it?
It really is. I tell you what, I love this holiday and celebration. I really get into it.
Absolutely, and you guys are really knocking it out of the park. And I think the unsung heroes are all your loyal listeners calling in. I am riveted by their stories. I mean, it is fascinating, and it's great to see the American way is thriving. I appreciate that.
Yeah, now, I've got a great audience. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Take a moment and a little public service announcement. Thank you. Thanks to all of them for calling in, because they're definitely making my 4th better, and I appreciate that.
That is great.
I'd just like to make comment about that President Trump's salute to America with the mall and that. I think that the naysayers, to me, is just that's just nothing but white noise. I mean, I remember the proudest times of my life growing up as a young lad, sitting on my dad's shoulders as we went down for an air show down at Homestead Air Force Base. Ooh. You know, I mean, I can't picture exactly, you know, what this is going to entail. I'm looking forward to seeing it on TV wholeheartedly. But, you know, to me, it's got to be similar to that. And, you know, then being able to take my boys on my shoulders and do the same thing, you know, that put a bounce in my step, and it just warmed my heart knowing that I was able to carry that on, you know?
Have you had a chance to take them to the Thunderbirds when they're in town?
No, but I have seen the Thunderbirds.
They put on a great show.
Yeah, but they're a little bit older now, and they're young adults. I don't know if I get the boys up on my shoulders nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I just wanted to call in and give my gratitude to what you guys are doing, and I definitely appreciate it. And I'd like to get in on that Sweet Creek, too, if that's possible.
Tammy, Amy, let me get your month and day of birth.
308.
Okay, can you get him in the general drawing?
Yes.
We got you in, buddy.
All right, thank you. And thanks for what you do, and have yourself a safe 4th of July.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing from you on Monday. Too bad you're not working Thursday and Friday, though. You ought to come in, though.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. I've been looking forward to this. You have a great day, Tammy. Let's go to Cliff, the winner of the Sweet Creek Vet Farm Market Military winner here.
Yay! Woohoo! Wow!
Cliff, how are you feeling about that, baby?
It's fantastic. It is great. I thank you guys.
Absolutely.
You are so welcome. Now, all I ask you to do, I'm sending your name down right now. All I ask you to do is once you go there and you experience it, to call back and tell us what you got.
Oh, okay. No problem. Do I have to pick something up at the radio station?
No, you just can go to Sweet Creek Farm Market, ask for Karen Ingram or Reed Ingram. They've got your name, and they'll give you your card, and then you can go to town with it.
Oh, God. Thank you, guys. That's a really cool 4th of July gift.
Let me tell you something. I would take advantage of it for either today or tomorrow or this weekend.
All righty. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Joey. You guys have a great 4th of July and a safe one.
Thanks, Cliff. Enjoy, my friend.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we played the first part of the opening of the Declaration of Independence. Let's play the second part. And what you're going to kind of get from this is that in the Declaration of Independence, if you've ever studied, you know, the Band of Brothers and things like that, the Founding Fathers, they're laying down the proposition of what the king is doing wrong. And it's kind of the enumeration of all the things that he's doing. And it's like filing a lawsuit. Listen in.
He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislators and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions.
Hey, and that's the thing. Most people have never gone this deep into the Declaration of Independence, and it really gives you a sense. They're doing this enumeration of the things that the king had been doing to them. And you can hear in the words, you get the tone. Not just in the voice, you get it out of the words. And it's so powerful. And you can kind of imagine them, when you read the Federalist Papers, how they're talking. And how about this? He was going in doing the troops and burning down villages. And
what's amazing, too, is because of the geographic separation, you had this new branch of British common law that continued in the American colonies, whereas the British started updating their parliamentary system. So the British king and, like, all the nobles over there in the island of Britain are kind of hearing what the Americans are saying, going, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Yeah.
But they're, like, going back 100 or 200 years to and appealing to things. So it's amazing that sort of tradition really pops up in America about representation, about being able to appeal to those who rule over you. And, well, we put it to them.
Let's listen to the third part of this. And again, it's going to be enumerating, but it's going to be the closing arguments. When you study this, and when we studied this, we took every piece of it. It's like studying the Bible. You read it, and you get the history behind it. You're looking at the Federalist Papers, seeing in the anti-Federalist Papers, and seeing what the discussion was. And then you kind of got the history, and they would tell you, okay, now this, you think of Bunker Hill or, you know, things like that. These are the things that were happening that got us to this point.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attention to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
That is outstanding. And what they're doing is here, at the very end, is a breaking of a contract. We're basically saying, this is what you did to us. You are out of bounds in the things you're doing. We're breaking a contract. We're no longer subservient to you. We're an independent state, and we're pledging our honor together to get this done. Now, the last part is the vote, and it's really important to hear this. And what happened during, and this is actually what happened, and New York didn't get there in time, but they got the vote done. But this is so powerful, particularly when you're in Freedom Hall in Philadelphia, and you're listening to this over the system and looking down at these statues and imagining what these gentlemen were doing.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states. And that all political connection between them and the country of Great Britain is, and of a right ought to be, totally dissolved.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire
votes yes. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island votes yes.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts votes yes.
New York.
New York has yet to receive new instructions from its Constituent Assembly. We therefore respectfully abstain.
Connecticut.
Connecticut votes yes.
New Jersey.
New Jersey votes yes.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania votes yes.
Delaware.
Delaware votes yes.
Virginia.
Virginia votes yes.
Maryland.
Maryland votes yes.
North Carolina.
North Carolina votes yes.
South Carolina.
South Carolina votes yes.
Georgia.
Georgia votes yes.
Vote stands. 12 for independence, none against, with one abstention. Resolution carries.
Each state assembly or representatives had to vote on that at their state capital. Then they telegraphed that back, or they sent the information back of what the vote was. New York Assembly did not meet in time to get their vote in. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
So, Joe, we have one more drawing?
Yes, the Sweet Creek $60 gift basket that you can put whatever you want, up to $60 in that gift basket.
You put it over $60, you just have to make up the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Just go nuts, whoever wins this. So, without further ado, let's draw the name. And the winner is... Bubba!
Bubba! You need to call me at 272-9228, and I'm going to get you hooked up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, 4th of July edition. It's going to be great. Wow, we ran out of time, and we got more clips than shake a stick out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I have to do one thing, though. There's John Solomon with Dan Bongino kind of exposes some new information here. I want to play this before I get out of here.
But first, a bombshell story from The Hill's John Solomon. In an exclusive interview with The Hill, a Russian oligarch and former Manafort business client reveals that he was interviewed by the FBI in the fall of 2016.
What?
And cast doubt on the phony Russian collusion narrative. But check this out. According to Solomon, the FBI interview was never provided by Team Mueller, even though it provided potential proof of innocence. John, I'll go to you first. This bombshell story, I tweeted it out before. I was reading through it. This is incredible. So we have a Russian oligarch with unquestionable ties to Putin. They were friends at one point. Oleg Deripaska, I don't think he runs from that. A metals magnate. Right. His connections to Russia are not in question. He's interviewed by the FBI, according to your story. And in that interview by the FBI, he is asked about this potential collusion between members of the Trump team. And take it from there about his answer and then what was not provided to the team protecting Manafort, his legal team.
And it's really important to understand that in September 2016, Oleg Deripaska had some real credibility with the FBI, because 6 years earlier, when Bob Mueller was the director of the FBI and Andrew McCabe was working Russian crime, they asked Oleg Deripaska to fund a secret mission to try to rescue a captured FBI agent who was hostage in Iran. So we go to a Russian, we ask him to spend his own money to rescue one of our own people. He gains a lot of credibility from that. So they show up at his house in September 2016, in the middle of the election. They say, listen, we think Paul Manafort, your former business associate, is coordinating with Russia to hijack this election. Donald Trump and Putin are working together. And he says, listen, I don't know for sure, but I can tell you, I think it's nonsense. The guy owes me money. The Russian government would come to me and ask me before they used them on such a sensitive operation. I think you're barking up the wrong tree. That is so significant from a discovery standpoint, and here's why. They go to the court 1 month later. This is in September, the interview. October, they go to the court, the FISA court. They don't tell the FISA court when they posit this theory that there's a collusion going on. They talk to one of their trusted Russian sources, and he knocked it down. But even more significantly, Paul Manafort goes to trial. He's in the middle of this whole collusion and corruption question, and they don't provide that interview with the FBI to his legal defense team. That's known in the legal world as a Brady violation, and it could open up a new door of appeal or avenue of appeal for Paul Manafort's legal team.
Wow, that's pretty big there. So in other words, this is getting back to the fruit of the poisonous tree concept. So he basically says, no, I wouldn't have heard about it if Manafort had coordinated this. And remember, they also came out with the Black Ledger, which is mentioned in the Mueller report as evidence that was there. The problem is it was not accurate. It was falsified and put into a story leaked by some Clinton State Department devotees that were out there. Is this our winner?
Yes, this is Lee, the winner of the Fresh Market $50 gift card.
Lee, our new citizen in the River Region. Hey, Lee.
Hey, you remembered me, so thank you.
How could I forget? You had a delightful story. Okay, Lee, we've got your information, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just gave it to him.
I'm headed over to Fresh Market now, if you're available. If not, I will call you and I'll come up with the time to get that card to you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I could head over there and get it. The one over there on Perry Hill, right?
Correct. I'm headed over there now. How long will it take you to get there?
I'm probably 10 minutes.
Excellent. I'll be the ugly guy with the slab of ribs under my arm with a $50 gift card for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Congratulations.
All right, appreciate it.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Yeah, great show today. Really was.
Man, we knocked this one out of the park, my friend. We
covered the news, a lot of great stories, a lot of patriotism.
Giving away tons of things our audience members. Joey, I want you to have a great 4th, my friend.
You too, Dan.
I am going to just have a great time. Got big things planned. Got Fresh Market involved. Got Sweet Creek Farm Market involved. Got Cooking Out involved. Got adult beverages involved. Oh, my gosh. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.